app, Star 102.5.
Back to more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So I was off for a couple of days and come back and I find out this morning we're doing a science experiment on the show.
You know it.
Okay.
Yes.
It's like coming back, you know, and it's a test. And no, you don't do that. Okay.
Well,
explain to me what we are, first of all, testing. What's the idea here?
Sure. Take it away, Kyle.
Thanks, Kurt. Okay. So Kurt and I sketched talking yesterday about feeling so cold and about the food that we were craving when feeling so cold. And I said, you know, naturally, things that are kind of warm and spicy sound really good.
Soup, things like that.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You would naturally think that's going to warm you up.
Right. Yeah.
Things less appealing, like ice cream. Like all my friends were going to Dairy Queen after we went bowling, and I was like, that just doesn't even sound good, which is not even like me. You know me.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Does to my kids this time of year. They can't get enough of it.
It's so cold. I can't put anything cold into my body right now.
So then I was telling Kurt, though, that I found this article that said... Actually, ice cream makes your body warmer. Foods that contain more fat, often, and in carbohydrates, your body, it takes it a little bit longer to digest. So it actually warms you up. Your body has to work a little harder.
Okay.
And spicier foods, because they can make you a little sweaty, cool you down.
Mm, okay.
So Kurt and I decided to put this to a test. We have got two different dishes. Kurt has ice cream.
Yes, I've got some just plain vanilla ice cream.
And then you got me a dish from Lola's.
Yep, Fine Kitchen over at the District Prairie Trail in Ankeny. Yes.
And a little spicy.
Imagine that. You went over there for lunch?
I know. I was hungry.
Lola's with some Lola's hot sauce, the Trinidad Scorpion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try the spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt's going to try the ice cream.
Yes. And we did a baseline yesterday as well.
Right. Yesterday, we each independently stood outside for as long as we could because I know this about science experiments because I'm the daughter of a retired science teacher. You need a baseline.
Did you run this by her?
No, I didn't, because then she would have had me put a chart and everything else together. We're not that official. We don't have...
Okay, and so what did you learn with your baseline?
So my baseline, I was able to stay outside for... 52 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Just
before
regular.
Before what? Before
nothing.
What?
So just regular. Before I couldn't. I didn't want to stand outside any longer.
Okay. Before you couldn't take it anymore.
So I'm at 52 seconds.
I'm at 20.
You guys are not going to last long.
I'm at 20. I'm at 29.
In the apocalypse. Oh my gosh.
All right. So in theory,
cold right away.
Apocalypse better happen in summer.
Yes. Yes. Once winter happens, you can feast on my bones.
Jeez. Okay, so neither of you made it a minute. Kurt didn't even make it 30 seconds.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So then the idea is here that that you should be able to stay out longer.
Right. Kurt should.
Because
he's got the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At least according to science.
How long does it take? I mean, how long are you going
to...
You've started eating.
Okay. Well, I haven't started eating
yet. Well, ice cream
was
put in front of me.
So. Okay, well, all right. So you guys eat, and then we'll take a break.
And then we'll test. We'll do the actual experiment.
Drive down Locust. You'll see two fools in sweatshirts standing outside in awful weather.
Okay.
But we'll be full.
Ice cream quick.
All right, Kyle, you need to start eating because he's off to...
Hot sauce.
All right. Colleen eating her...
It smells good.
What is that exactly? What is that food?
The Lola's Trinidad.
That's the Filipino adobo chicken bowl.
Okay.
With garlic green beans.
All right, got it.
So and I'm hoping she doesn't eat the whole thing. I want it.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
I was looking forward to this for lunch. It'll have my germs on it.
He doesn't care.
All right.
Okay. All right. So you guys eat, then we'll see how long you can stand outside because this is science.
You wanted the show to get smarter while you were gone, and it failed.
All right, Amanda, say something smart, please.
I am dying to know how this ends, and I have to go into work, and I cannot give you my 100% like dedication to listen to the end of the science project.
I'm
intrigued.
Good news, you can go back and listen to it later.
Yes, you can go to our podcasting page. We'll have it up at star125.com and the iTunes Plus Store and iTunes and all that.
Yep. You can catch part two a little bit later, okay?
Yeah.
But a good hypothesis here is that neither one of us is going to last very long.
The daughter of a retired science teacher should not be proud of herself for knowing the word hypothesis. We all know the word hypothesis.
I love it.
She did light up when she
said it. Yeah. Did you see my face? I just wanted to say the word. I've been waiting 10 minutes.
Your mom would be so proud.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call. Listen on the podcast later or the website, okay?
Okay, right, bye.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.